Ohio is home to more than 1,300 bioscience-related organizations, from startups to Fortune 500s. In 2011, the industry generated $4.5 billion of payroll, a billion-dollar increase since 2000. These are jobs that pay on average $75,000 compared to the average wage for all Ohio workers of $42,500. Joining me by phone is John Lewis, president and CEO of BioOhio. That's the membership and trade association of all the biosciences throughout Ohio. Welcome, John. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Ann. Glad to be with you.
All right. So let's just find out, what is biotechnology?
You know, that's a really good question. We use the word biotech, life science. We probably use bioscience the most. But for us in Ohio, we define that as the medical device industry, pharmaceuticals, agricultural biotech, along with healthcare IT. So those are kind of the four buckets how we define bioscience.
So how and when did Ohio get known for this?
Oh, how do we get known? You know, I think we have always been strong in this. Going back to our strong manufacturing history 100 years ago, half of the industry is in the medical device side of the house, but certainly healthcare IT and pharmaceuticals are strong. We're kind of this under the radar, really strong industry, and the companies that are here in Ohio know that.
So you had the BioOhio annual conference, and tell me about the goal and some of the takeaways.
So our goal this year was really to engage. Get more companies engaged, more companies to be aware of the resources that are just right here in our own backyard, whether it's Cincinnati or Columbus or Cleveland, and engage with those companies, whether in their supply chain, as development partners, financing. And really, there are four kind of major takeaways that really occurred yesterday at the annual conference. You know, one was, again, engage. The second was an outline of great opportunities lying ahead in the bioscience space, whether it was in diagnostics, healthcare IT was presented by AssureRx, one of your Cincinnati-based companies, some things in orthopedics, and then we showcase a number of new BioOhio services that address Ohio company needs, focused dead center in the talent, outsourced HR and training, really that human capital part, which is always at the forefront of companies' growth. So it was a great event for those that were there, and we'll have stuff on our website for those that weren't there.
All right, very good. So you mentioned one of the companies here in Cincinnati. What are some other ones that are making an impact here and then also around the state of Ohio?
Well, Cincinnati just has a great base and really coming on strong. Formerly Amylin Pharmaceutical, it's now Bristol-Myers Squibb, are continuing to grow. They just crossed over 400 people. That's super. AssureRx, which I had mentioned earlier, in terms of personalized health and medicine, trying to find the right meds for you, they're growing like crazy, up to 160 or 70 people. Camargo Pharmaceutical, been around for a while, but really a global player in helping drug companies develop their new drug, and they're doing a phenomenal job with Israeli customers and clients, let alone the ones that are in the U.S. Medpace, in terms of clinical research, right there up on Red Bank Road, is doing just gangbusters in what we call the clinical research, doing a clinical study for drugs and devices before they can be approved. Meridian Bioscience, in terms of diagnostics, continuing to expand right there. AtriCure, another device company in your area, doing atrial fibrillation.
Yeah, and then smaller companies, so startups, the University of Cincinnati is kind of involved in a bioaccelerator. What do you know about that?
Well, I think the bioaccelerator is evolving. I think it's going to fill a gap when BioStart kind of left the community just a couple years ago. So I think the university sees that there's this missing piece and is trying to fill it.
So as you try to get more companies to come into the state, they probably want to know, what kind of workforce do we have?
Well, that's the first, second, and third question that companies will ask. Where can I get my workforce? And I think the great thing, bragging again about Cincinnati, is you've got some great institutions that have really started to innovate in the area around workforce and training. And I'm really talking not just about UC and their experiential learning requirement by all students, but Cincinnati State, as well as St. Joseph's, are what they're doing that's different is engaging with industry. And they want more engagement. They are open. They want companies to approach them with challenges that the companies are having in their workplace.
John Lewis is president and CEO of BioOhio.
Thanks, Ann, and all of you in Cincinnati.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.